Harper Audio presents Bounty Hunters by Elmore Leonard, performed by Josh Clark. Copyright 1953 by Elmore Leonard. Copyright renewed 1979 by Elmore Leonard. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. Dave Flynn stretched his boots over the footrest and his body eased lower into the barber chair. It was hot beneath the striped cloth, but the long ride down from Fort Thomas had made him tired, and he welcomed the comfort of the leather chair more than he minded the heat. In contention, it was hot wherever you went, even though it was nearly the end of October. He turned his head, feeling the barber behind him, and frowned at the glare framed in the big window. John Willett moved to his side, and he saw the barber's right ear, bright red and almost transparent with the glare behind it. Beneath the green eyeshade, Willett's face sagged impassively. It was a large face, with an unmoving toothpick protruding from the corner of the slightly open mouth, the toothpick seeming unnaturally small. John Willett put his hand under the young man's chin, raising the head firmly.
"Let's see how we're doing," he said,
then stepped back, cocking his head and studied the hairline thoughtfully. He tapped comb against scissors, then moved them in a flitting automatic gesture close to Flynn's ear.
"How's it going with you?"
"All right," Flynn answered drowsily. The heat was making him sleepy, and it felt good not to move.
"You still guiding for the soldier boys?"
"On and off."
"I can think of better ways to make a living."
"Maybe I'll stay in the shade and take up barbering."
"You could do worse."
Willett stepped back and studied the hairline again.
"I heard you was doing some prospecting down in the Madres."
"For about a year and a half."
"You're back to guiding now?"
And when Flynn nodded, Willett said,
"Then I don't have to ask you if you found anything."
For a few minutes he moved the scissors deftly over the brown hair, saying nothing, till he finished trimming. Then he placed the implements on the shelf and studied a row of bottles there.
"Wet it down?"
"I suppose."
"You can use it,"
Willett said, shaking a green liquid into his hand.
"That sun makes the flowers grow, but your hair isn't flowers."
"What about Apaches?" Flynn said.
"What about them?"
"They don't wear hats. They have better hair than anybody."
"Sun don't affect a man that was born in hell,"
Willett said, and began rubbing the tonic into Flynn's scalp. Flynn closed his eyes again.
"Maybe that was it," he thought.
He remembered the first Apache he had ever seen. That had been 10 years ago. D.A. Flynn, at 20, the youngest first lieutenant on Frontier Station, took his patrol out of Fort Lowell easterly toward the Catalinas. It was dawn of a muggy July day. Before 10, they sighted the smoke. Before noon, they found the burned wagon and the two dead men, and the third staked to the ground, staring at the sun. Because he could not close his eyes, with the lids cut off. Nor could he speak, with his tongue gone. He tried to tell them by writing in the sand, but the marks made little sense because he could not see what he was writing. And he died before he could make them plainer. But out of a mesquite clump, only a dozen yards from the wagon, his men dragged an Apache who had been shot through both legs, and there was all the explanation that was needed. He could not speak English, and none of the soldiers could speak Chiricahua Apache. So the sergeant dragged him back into the mesquite. There was the heavy report of a revolving pistol, and the sergeant reappeared.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?